Welcome to Entrepreneurial Entrails for some short stories on the guts and glories of being an entrepreneur. Hey, it's Elizabeth Plouffe, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Entrails. I've been a bit upsy-downsy for the last month, but there's been a lot going on, so my apologies. But there's more great stuff coming. Today, I want to talk to you about opportunity, and I want to talk to you about networking, which I'm hoping that most of you are doing in some capacity or another. And I went through a bit of a time where I wondered if what I was doing for networking was actually working or worthwhile, because it's really important that you evaluate the ROI on the networking that you're doing. And so I wanted to share with you a little story that happened. I belong to the Women in Business network at DeGroot, which is the School of Business through McMaster here in Burlington. Awesome opportunities through there. And I attend a lot of their events. Really nice crowd of women that attend, and some men. You're always welcome. But one of the greatest things that's been happening is the connections that I make with the speakers and the people who attend. And so I wanted to share a little bit of what happened recently. So last year, it all starts last year, I went to an event through Haltech, which is a regional innovation center, and was fortunate to see Dr. Jillian Melvale, who's involved with the Health Leadership Academy at DeGroot, give a talk on an app that she's creating to help people navigate the mental health system. Really awesome. So I went up to her after and I said, you know, I'm really thrilled with this app. And because of my involvement in the autism community, I also talked to her about the potential of splitting that off to be an autism specific app. Just the way it was set up would really lend itself to that. She was completely on board with that, well, with discussing it anyway. And then I also talked to her about doing a podcast about it and promoting it even further. So we've maintained a relationship off and on for the past year, and it's been terrific. She's a wonderful lady. So it's been very nice to see the progress and keep in touch and what have you. So now when we see each other advance, she's so nice, always comes over and says hello and what have you. And this could be a little bit of my my fangirl situation where I think, wow, she's, you know, somebody that's so accomplished and educated and whatever, why would they want to talk to me? I know, very strange, but true. So recently I was at an event with DeGroot and it was about creativity and innovation. And one of the reasons I was particularly interested in this event was that two people from the Disney Corporation were there. And I'm a massive fan of Disney on many levels. And obviously creativity and innovation are two of the things that are high on their list. So the two speakers that were there were Marley Matheson and Greg Mason. And the one thing that I really liked about Greg Mason's talk is he really did focus on the really strange, not strange ways, the really different ways that they did a few things and what have you. And I took a chance after and went back in and got a chance to meet him and shake hands and talk. And I think I've shared this story before, but this is the part that I'm not sure I did share, which is during that conversation with Greg Mason, Dr. Melvale came over and made a point of saying hi and reaching out and chatting and connecting, which gave me another opportunity to tell, you know, Greg Mason about her app and how we were involved in this and that and the other. And so that's kind of my point to you today, is that definitely you need to be judicious with your time. You definitely need to be seeking out opportunities to network and promote your business and enlarge the connections that you have. And during those times where you think you're not getting anywhere, you most likely are, especially if you've been strategic and you're not just going to anything and everything. I strongly encourage you to have a look around, look at the organizations that are nearby, and see what opportunities are there for you to get involved and get engaged. And if you see an opportunity, go for it. I did that twice and it's paid off. So actually three times. I'm going to share another little bit. So, you know, Dr. Melvale and I now have an ongoing relationship where, you know, we catch up and chat and I see many opportunities for what she's doing. Now I'm, you know, connected virtually, of course, with Greg Mason, which is awesome. So through social media, you know, keeping in touch with him. And through another event at DeGroot, which I'm going to be talking more about on Wise Word Wednesdays, I happened to get a chance to see Kirstine Stewart, give a talk about women in leadership roles She's the former head of the CBC. She's worked for Paragon. She's worked for Alliance Atlantis. She was head of, and I'm sorry, I'm having a moment. She opened up the Twitter offices here in Canada, and now she's moved on to Diply. But because I've been posting on Instagram about reading her book and some stuff on Twitter, she's been really active in engaging back with me. And now we've got, you know, a little bit of a dialogue, completely virtual, not placing any, you know, huge importance on that. But I took a chance by doing that. I took a chance by tagging her in it, took a chance by promoting it and talking about it. And it's just another footprint online that is getting bigger and bigger because of going to events, networking smartly, following up with things of value to not only my business, but the people that I do business with. So that's kind of my my short and sweet for today is if you've sort of backed off from networking and promoting your business for whatever reason, take another look. Anytime you go and you put yourself out there and you go after opportunity, you are connecting and making bridges that you're not even realizing. And it's definitely, it's necessary for your business, both online and face-to-face. And I think people get so caught up in the virtual component of relationships that they forget the value of face-to-face. They forget the value of, you know, putting a face and a handshake to an online presence or what have you. And despite the prevalence of the opportunities of virtual connecting, don't undervalue that face-to-face. Don't undervalue getting yourself to events. And I think I've talked about it before, is that when you're at events, take a moment to engage in that online conversation and let people know where you are. Let people know who you've met. Let people know who you're having conversations with and what's come of that and what have you. Because, you know, if you go to an event, especially good ones like the ones at De Groot, you know, if you're going to some kind of, I want to say kegger, like, you know, nobody needs to know about that. But when it's of value to your business and it helps to position you as a subject matter expert and helps to show the value of your network and your connections, take that time to continue that online conversation. But again, don't forget, there is value in a handshake. There is value in that face-to-face connection. And when you back off from that and you rely solely on your digital footprint, you're doing yourself, your business, and your customers a disservice. So that's my Monday words for you today. I was really chuffed about Greg Mason, and one of the reasons, I think I've talked about it before, I keep saying that, I must be having part-timers today, is that he's a vice president of Disney Canada, and he's on the team for Ant-Man and Guardians of the Galaxy and Thor. So my little Marvel-based heart was very excited. But if I hadn't gone back into the room, if I hadn't seen him, you know, finishing one conversation and not inundated and gone over and introduced myself and taken that time, I wouldn't have had that moment. So take a chance. Go look online. Go on Eventbrite. Go on Meetup. If you belong to your local chamber, go and have a look there. See what's available and take a chance and get yourself out there. And if I see you there, come on over and shake my hand because I got a nice handshake and I'm pretty funny. I'm okay. I don't bite. And it'd be cool to see you. So I hope you're having a great Monday. I love Mondays. Yay! Mondays are awesome. And I hope you'll make a plan. A plan for you, plan for your business, plan to get out there, and plan to adding that that handshake to your profile. So we'll talk to you soon. Have a great day. Bye-bye.